Blog Talk Radio.
Hey. Yeah. Yeah. 25 on the 25th. Yeah.
Talk my life, well, can you handle it? Every best friend I had ended up vanishing. True. Getting kicked out the crib, well, can you manage it? Yeah. Suicide, like damn, we'd be damaging. True. But I always end strong in that. Uh-huh. Get a call from my sister like the aura's back. Yeah, like your niece got molested. Crazy. Money loan, I'm stressing. Uh-huh. I always take that as God sending me a message. Bro fucked up in the head, he wanna wear dresses. Mm-hmm. Plus he autistic, life keeping me guessing. Less than five fingers to count my blessings. Uh-huh. But I roll with it, yeah. Boy so cold, yeah. With it. Used to run DC, PG, and MoCo with it. Sitting in the psych ward, crazy, I was gon' get it. Mama sitting in the grave, I ain't paying no visits. Daddy never paid me none, crazy, I look like him. If I had an address, I probably would ride him. I take the 445, let the wood light him. Hand to hand, definitely would fight him. Good night him, words from the baby boy. Fucking my bitch good, feeling like baby boy. Shout out my nigga Vic, he just had a baby boy. But his young boy, about to make the latest noise. Known from Cali, all the way to Haiti, boy. Sitting in the studio like what the fuck are you, boy? Yeah.
Fuck him.
Yeah.
That's how I'm.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, none of y'all niggas can fuck with me for real, bro. You gotta stop, bro. That's how I'm feeling. Nice. Can we switch it up on them, though?
Yeah.
25 on the 25th. You know how to.
That's vibe. That's that vibe. Yeah, 25 on the 25th of Christmas.
Yeah.
So, it's another episode of the Dopeness Interview Series, bringing nothing but the dopest in the world, Craig. In the world. We're brought to you live by USA Blog Network. I'm your host, Carl BFM Jones, and of course we got the dopest of the dopest. My guest tonight is Polo Paul. What's going on, brother?
Hey, what's up, man? What's up?
Yeah, good to have you on, man. I've been watching the battles, you know, just kind of vibing out on that. And now you got the new project that we're gonna rap about in a second. You got A Boogie, the new single.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna rap about.
Yeah, man.
But before we get into it, you know, just want to hear, just like everybody else who's listening, who clicked play on it, they want to hear like where you came from, like how you came up, how did you grow to be the man that you are today, how did you get in the game, and you know, how did you pick up that microphone.
Oh, okay, so you want the full story.
Man, we want the deluxe story, son.
Alright, so we could do that. Alright, so, I was born in Brooklyn, New York. My mom, she's actually from Haiti. My dad was from Jamaica or whatever, they got together, but my mom ended up dying, passing away.
Oh, wow.
You know. She was a victim of, you know, that epidemic, we also known as AIDS, HIV. You know what I'm saying? So, definitely during the 1980s, the 1990s, you know, she caught
so
in that
at a very early age.
This goes back years. My story is not even my story. My story is her story, you feel me? So, started off in Brooklyn, you know, after she passed away, my pops kind of left like a year after that. I think me and my brother were staying with him, whatever the case may be. And then, he left me at my aunt's house, and I never seen him again. I spoke to him like maybe twice in life, but like I haven't like seen him ever since then.
So this is similar to what you shared with us on that song we just played, 25 on 25.
Nah, I was talking about my life in general, every word, in that music was true. Like, every, like, yeah, right. That's just most of recent. That's when I turned 25. That was my current life at 25. So, you know what I'm saying? That's just the result of, like, the beginning of what I'm telling you. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I spent some time in Maryland. Like, that's where I spent, like, from, like, 11 to, like, 16, 17. You know what I'm saying? So, that's where I started rapping at. But I used to watch SmackDown there. You feel what I'm saying? And I used to be, like, that nigga to rap. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I was battling niggas down there. But it was never, like, that serious. Nobody really was, like, thinking battle rap would be some shit to even do. You feel what I'm saying? I definitely didn't. You know what I'm saying? What do you call it? I moved back here. I mean, there's a lot to that story, bro. It would be like a whole book, bro. Like, you know what I mean? I think, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a lot, man. It's a lot.
Well, I appreciate you sharing it, bro. It's really deep, you know, and I think the fans are gonna love to hear that story of that struggle and you know, their favorite artists and where that pain in your voice come from when you spit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Nah, definitely.
So now the battling, did you start battling before you actually started recording?
No, absolutely not. Like, I definitely started writing first. Like, you know, like, battling came when, I mean, in the lunchroom, niggas was just freestyling Cypher, and then it would just end up whoever's really rapping, whoever wants to be considered, like, you know, good, they'll keep rapping, so... You know, that's how you end up battling at the lunch table. If you want to escalate, if you want to keep going, you keep going. You know what I'm saying? That's the beauty of it. So, but now, I think I started, like, writing, like, not until, like, 2016. I was writing for, you know, this artist, one of DJ Self's artists. And, what do you call it? I was just writing raps, you know what I'm saying? Just, like, watching battle raps and writing raps. Just seeing, like, because somebody said, like, yo, you sound hot. You sound, like, better than one of these niggas. Like, you probably could do well. I just started writing in that kind of format. And then, you know, the rest is kind of history, you know what I mean?
All right. Summer Nights.
Oh, Summer Nights, man. Yeah, that's
and you
Summer
had,
Nights. Wait, what was you about to say?
Oh, no. Go ahead. We want to hear.
I was just saying, like, Summer Nights. That's my, the first solo joint I released.
So now, man, I mean, like, you doing big things, bro. Like, You killing the battles, you know, you got dope music that you're releasing. As a matter of fact, let's talk about A Boogie and the success that it's having right now. Like, what's the word on the streets about the song, bro?
Everybody fucks with it. Like, alright, so there's a little bit of controversy on it too, cause it's like, alright, so I think I reported it like the second week in January 2018 or whatever the case may be. I had the song for like a week straight, and then I was working on, you know, getting the rights from the producer. Mind you, shout out to Cash Money AP, whatever the case may be, and the million people that have this beat, right? So, the reason I dropped it so early as I did, before even getting the full rights, the exclusive rights, mind you, the exclusive rights cost a pretty penny. It's not like a normal beat. Not $200. It's not $200, everybody. It's a large amount. So, Lou Got Cash. I'm pretty sure you guys heard of him, no?
Yeah.
He's big out in New York City. You heard of him?
Yeah.
Well, he jumped on the same beat with an unsigned artist. So then my engineer works in, like, you know, the big studio or whatever, and he engineered that session. So he was just like, yo, you might as well not even spend no more money on the beat. Just drop it, bro. Like, and we just dropped it.
Fuck.
And it just blew. Like, it just ran on it itself. Like, we pushed it, but it was just crazy. It was like the biggest wave ever. I mean, I guess I feel like I tapped into a new sound for myself. You know what I'm saying? That's why this little project that I'm working on is really like this whole vibe. So,
Well, bro, we're going to talk more about it. We're going to talk more about the project and A Boogie and the process of actually writing it and recording it and all of that. I want to give people a little sample, a little taste of A Boogie. Go ahead and introduce it. We're going to rock out to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, go ahead and introduce it, bro.
Oh, okay. You said, bro. Yo, it's your boy, Polo Paul. This is a new record called A Boogie, produced by Cash Money AP.
Crown.
Hey.
Cash Money AP.
Yeah. Yeah. YP. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, Boogie in the cleanest.
Cleanest.
I just want a whip that's the cleanest. Ducking indictments, misdemeanors.
Yeah.
Pull up and fuck up the scene at Santina. Really just trying to get my head right. Tell her do a thing and get that head right.
Yeah.
My girl stressing, can't keep my mind clear. Shit is cold, man, I think I need a mind clear.
Yeah.
Beyond rare, the cloth different, it's autistic.
Yeah.
Get them livid as a goal when you talking digits.
Fact.
Authentic when it comes to these fucking lyrics.
Fact.
Authentic when it comes to these fucking lyrics. Sick with it, a bit vivid, the whip vicious.
Yeah.
Your chick with it, I swing by, she swings digits.
Yeah.
I've been pimping, say jumping, she listens from the ceiling with a feeling, man. I'm about to make a killing. Hey, Boogie in the cleanest.
Cleanest.
I just want a whip that's the meanest.
Meanest.
Ducking indictments, misdemeanors.
Yeah.
Pull up and fuck up the scene at Santina.
Santina.
Hey, Boogie in the cleanest.
Cleanest.
I just want a whip that's the meanest.
Meanest.
So take us back, brother, to in the studio or whenever you wrote it. Like, what's the concept behind A Boogie?
Okay. So, A Boogie was kind of an accident, truth be told. Because, like, I was already trying to develop a style, like, you know, kind of in my lane, kind of like, you know what I'm saying? Because in this kind of music sound right now, currently, it's
kind of like a swaggy
about,
flex track with lyrics,
it's,
though.
It's about
with those lyrics.
It's not about. You know what I'm saying? It's not about lyrics. But I personally, like, really value lyrics. I value what I'm saying. Like, every, you know what I'm saying? I feel like this is my energy. You feel what I'm saying? So I had to figure out a way. You know what I'm saying? So I related to, like, artists like Rick Ross. You know what I'm saying? He talked that shit. You know what I'm saying? And he's saying something. You know what I'm saying? Or Jay-Z or some of these characters that have kept relevant in this type of time. And, you know, A Boogie was my kind of fit in. Like, oh yeah, he's okay. Like, who is this? Like, I got to shine fully on it. You know what I mean? Just waving. I wasn't even really rapping. It was this wave, you know what I'm saying? And I just realized, okay, this is what you guys want right now. This is what you want.
That's why people feeling it so hard, man. That's like you got lyrics on it, even though you're not really trying. Like the smoothness with the lyrical prestige that you already got is pretty overwhelming.
Yeah. I mean, I wanted to shine in that way. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like, you know, whoever even has it, you know what I'm saying? I feel like, you know, they could approach it like however they approach it. But like, you're not rapping with me, bro. Like, you're not rapping with me. Like, what's up? Like, fuck it. Turn off the beat, nigga. What's up, nigga? Put it down. I'm ready for that too. Like, you know what I'm saying? I play no games. You know what I'm saying? I'm not with nothing. Like,
I know. You know we're about to talk about it.
You know what
I'm saying?
You know
we're about to talk about it, man.
Facts. You know, we could talk about it all day. I've been waiting to talk, man. You know what I'm saying? Actually.
Because if somebody heard that song first, they wouldn't know. They wouldn't know, like, the bars that you spit. Like really real. Like,
yeah,
that's the cool track right there. You know what I'm saying?
That's
they would probably approach you kind of sideways and really, really find out.
Yeah, and then it would be lights out from there. You know what I'm saying? I'm not even because you know, like I kind of use that as an outlet for like bullshit that I see because we could really talk. We could really talk about this. This whole music thing as a whole picture, not even just me, just like the shit that you got to deal with as an independent artist. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm from New York, so, you know what I'm saying? The scum of the scum be here, you feel me? Like, scum of the scum. And he's be trying to find
You talking about the industry?
Yeah, like the industry, like just niggas trying to come up, you know what I'm saying? They got a little cosign, bro. Like, we could really dig deep, and I could really talk some shit, and I don't care, because, like, you know what I'm saying, I batter up, honestly, I don't, I'm not even in the mood to be political today, right now, I want this to be, you know what I mean,
so let's focus
that. My shit on this interview, honestly.
AG, let's focus that into talking about the battle circuit, like, you got a music career recording, but then you got a battle career where you like slaying niggas, like laying them out in the battle circuit.
Mm-hmm.
So how did you rise through the ranks in that?
All right, truth be told, so like I've been watching like Smack and the battle circuit for like a while now, like you know what I'm saying, like, and I never really thought of it. A big deal. Like I thought it was always a separation. I thought there was always a stigma with battle rapping. But like at the end of 2015, I really started looking at it. Like think about like Sue Surf dropped his first project, Newark, and it went number 9 on iTunes. So then like I saw that and I was like, okay, I'm not noticing something. You know what I'm saying? And these niggas is getting quoted on Twitter. These niggas is, you know what I'm saying? They talk,
right.
Bloggers are moving. And that's bloggers you don't have to pay for. Blogs you don't have to, like, niggas, there's a whole culture of media. If you are doing what you're supposed to be doing in the culture and adding to it, niggas appreciate you. They appreciate that. Even if you can't even rap, there's niggas that can't really rap. Niggas are not fired in this shit. You know what I'm saying? But they work hard. They say shit where they niggas will be pleased and they can go home happy with that. And niggas will get views. You feel what I'm saying? Like, it's really about, this whole entertainment industry is a popularity contest. So it's just how you gonna get popular. Everybody found their way to get popular. You know what I'm saying? Wale, before he got signed, he went on tour with Mark Ronson or Mark... I forget the man's name. It was a white boy.
So,
but like,
so are you using the battling as a platform to kind of like build your brand?
Absolutely. Like, absolutely. Like, I feel like first, like, I feel like all the greats, Jay-Z, DMX, you know, Kendrick Lamar,
Ben Siegel,
who, Big L, Cassidy, who else? You know, all these lyricists or whatever, like, they've always respected.
That's how they came up.
The competition. The competition of it. Like, I rap. You come in the room, there's niggas that rap to you. Let's see who was fighting for that spot. Like,
who got it?
The reason, you know what I'm saying? Like, Diddy made a rule in battle rap. You fuck up, it's over for you. That round is over. You automatically lose. You fuck up in the round. You know what I'm saying? It's a culture. Like, it's like a forefather that, you know, handling hip hop made rules in it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
hey,
every time you battle rap, it's like rapping in front of Diddy. Fact.
That's heavy.
You better be going in the house because niggas is killing
heavy.
Is washing your shit.
It's just that real, huh?
It's that real. It's that real. Niggas. Back in the day, it used to be worse, though. Like, if you got spanked, that's all, like, niggas. Now it's a culture. Like, everybody can win. You get spanked, you get another check. Like,
next
but
time.
niggas will want you to spank you the same way you just got spanked by, like, Kayshawn. Kayshawn, niggas, like, you know what I'm saying? Niggas, like, this new battle, New Jersey Twerk versus Verb, like, niggas want to see New Jersey Twerk spank A-Verb. Like, they want to see it happen.
Oh, man, A-Verb out here.
But A-Verb, yeah, A-Verb might come with it, though. He like to play this game, like, oh, okay, sleep, make y'all sleep, and, you know, it could get bad, but.
Hey,
I got new
how did you prepare, touch lightly on how did you prepare for that battle you just did with Boss Status?
Oh, Boss Status? Bro, I really, really, really went light on him, truth be told. Because, like, through his round, I don't know if you saw the battle, but he got no reaction. He wasn't having no reaction, so I was like, all right. You
were just talking about,
like,
murdering.
Yeah, he was murdering, but, like, he wasn't connecting. Like, he wasn't connecting with nobody in the room. Nobody was feeling you. Like, maybe your man, but, like, nothing was dead silent on every bar. Like, every single bar did not have a reaction. Like, so at that point, I really didn't feel like I had too much effort. So that was just, like, a round that I just recently wrote. You know what I'm saying? I honestly shouldn't have done that. I should have just blacked on his life. But you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I just spit my round. I got my reaction. I wasn't really true. I was actually learning to be on that stage because that was my second battle. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
My second battle, period. You know what I'm saying? In the sport. So,
wow.
You feel what I'm saying? Like, I was learning too, but, like, I was spinning.
That shit,
like,
was dope, man.
I was dancing around in a circle, but, like, now I'm getting flexy. Like, I wasn't even too comfortable on the stage. I was just really worrying about branding, making attention on me, and then beating him. But not, like, having a moment on him, like, spanking this nigga. Like, but now I know I have to spank people, so. You see, Lil Dre was the next battle, and I spanked him. And in this next battle, April 21st, in Brooklyn, New York, I'm battling another battle rapper called Elquan. And he was at the combine too. You can look him up, but he's gonna die. Three rounds, you know.
April
21st. The information will be on my Instagram, but he's going to die. Because I'm going to bring the whole clip for him. Like, bro, like, I have, Like, I've been writing since 2016, and I only had two battles, and they were one-rounders. Like, so this is my first three-round battle. So, like, anywhere he want to go, he's going to die. Like, he's going to die. Like, he's going to die. It don't even matter. Even if he's good, he's going to die. Like, it's over for him.
Hey,
I'm fully charged. I'm not going to schedule another battle unless it's, like, with Norbs or something. Like, I'm blacking on his life, though. Like, I'm going to make this shit legendary, boy. Like, they gonna,
hey, bro.
They're going to remember this.
Before we get out of here, man, go ahead and tell everybody whatever you want to tell them. You know what I'm saying? Whatever you got coming up, whatever they need to be checking for, or just
okay.
What you all about.
Oh, okay. Well, Polo Paul, A Boogie, out now. SoundCloud or whatever your case may be, but a summer in the 90s. A summer in the 90s coming soon. Feel me? So I appreciate being out here, man. It's dope talking to you, bro.
No. That's exactly what we want. We want to feel at home. You know, we want to connect with the audience. You know, we want to let them know everything.
Right.
And we definitely did that. And I had a good time talking to you. I really appreciate what you're doing for the hip-hop culture, what you're doing with A Boogie, what you're doing on the battle circuit, all that, man. Salute to you, man. Hats off.
I appreciate it, man.
And for anybody who pressed play, you know what I'm saying, and who listening, if you're listening to it right now, you're probably going to be listening to it on USA Blog Network, accompanied with Polo Paul's press release and the song A Boogie. Go ahead, make sure you follow the man, the myth, the legend. You can hit him up on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. The links are all here. You know what I'm talking about? And if you haven't already, want to follow USA Blog Network, the Dopeness Interview Series, make sure you do so right now. Hit us up on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, USA Blog Network. Until next time, tomorrow, it's another successful show. Appreciate everybody listening. And we out of here, y'all. Salute. Hats off, man. Hey, buddy. Yeah. Polo Pop. There we go.
Go when you choking digits. Fact. Authentic when it comes to these fucking lyrics. Fact. Authentic when it comes to these fucking lyrics. Sick with it, a bit vivid, the whip vicious. Yes. Your chick with it, I swing by, she swings digits. Yes. I've been pimping, say jumping, she listens from the ceiling with a feeling, man. I'm about to make a killing. Hey, Boogie in the cleanest. I just want a whip that's the meanest. Duckin' indictments, misdemeanors.
Yeah.
Pull up and fuck up the scene in Santina. Hey, Boogie in the cleanest. I just wanna whip, that's the meanest. Duckin' indictments, misdemeanors. Pull up and fuck up the scene in Santina. They tell me save, I spend every dollar.
Yeah.
Keep the women happy, Gucci and Prada.
Yeah.
Food for thought, for the money problems.
Bang.
If you seen different nigga, please put me on it.
Yeah.
I'm shining like a lone star up in Texas. Ooh. Pull it up, shut it down, man, I'm so reckless. They say I'm a gift, I only give presents. King, baby girl, don't fuck with them pets.
Never.
My man left the block at 25.
25.
My other man died at 25.
25.
Don't let him tell you lies, it's right to die.
Yeah.
That was around the time I turned 25. With it, a bit vivid, the whip vicious.
Yeah.
Your chick with it, I swing by, she swings digits.
Yeah.
I've been pimping, say jumping, she listens from the ceiling with a feeling, man. I'm about to make a killing. Hey, Boogie in the cleanest. I just want a whip that's the meanest. Duckin' indictments, misdemeanors.
Yeah.
Pull up and fuck up the scene in Santina. Hey, Boogie in the cleanest. I just want a whip that's the meanest. Indictments, misdemeanors.
Yeah.
Pull up and fuck with the scene in Santina.
Santina.
Daddy disappeared, no Houdini. Wouldn't wish him back. Motherfucker genie.
Yeah.
Get that Haitian love.